Well, it's certainly very encouraging news to see the new waterline from Shaskinbug Derrybeg over to Bunyaka. I'm very glad I was in a position to work along with others over this last couple of years to see this project to where it's at the moment. But that says, if you look at the water infrastructure throughout the whole county, I believe there's a crisis there. There's water bursts all over when you look over towards Glashahoom and Ichladi, different parts of the Rossa, Skiddaw, right around. There's some massive investment needed. And while this government, as previous government, decides to look after the interests of the very wealthy, those who brought the crash to the state, bankers, bondholders, even if you look at our fishing industry, the failure of the state to actually recognise the importance of it and the value of it, we could actually be in a very wealthy state. And with that money, we could have invested into the infrastructure that is very much needed, employed people directly, instead of our youth having to be forced to the four corners of the planet.
But the utility has announced various works for the county for the upcoming months and indeed the year ahead. If there were even more works planned, it would nearly bring some parts of the county to a standstill. Should we not take what we are getting now for the short term?
No, I don't believe that at all. To believe that we're lucky to get crumbs off a table is something that I have no interest in. I know that some councillors and politicians do. For me, I think what we need to be is fighting for the very high standard of infrastructure that we deserve. Since the foundation of the state, I suppose, if you look at Donegal and the failure of successive governments to actually put in place the very infrastructure that we need to function as a community, as a society, hasn't been forthcoming, and it has failed us.